Hey, what's up, everybody? Krista here at the Krista and Ed Show. And today we are talking to Steve Bartetsko. He is going to walk us through a journey on how to engage your inner hero. You're not going to want to miss this, guys.
Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. This is where we are going to document our journey on everything partnership in love and in business. We are not holding anything back, guys. So if you want to learn about online marketing and what goes on in an everyday life of a husband and wife, making these two things work together, make sure you follow us. And guess what? Everything's gonna be all right and okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. I'm Ed.
I'm Krista.
And we want to welcome Steve Bartetsko. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us and letting us interview you today. So for our listeners, if you don't know anything about Steve, he's the founder of HeroCrafting.com. He's a performance coach at ClickFunnels. He's a master of changing belief through story. For over 7 years, Steve has been a digital marketing coach and solution provider for entrepreneurs, advertisers looking to create lasting connections to their ideal audience. Wow, that's a mouthful. Having successfully run multi-million dollar marketing campaigns, Steve has learned some of the best practices and processes in creating a memorable customer service experience. Whether it is helping an entrepreneur overcome their own internal limiting beliefs, providing easily actionable solutions to overcoming customer objections, or creating a truly meaningful customer storyline, Steve is the go-to source, we know that, in creating breakthroughs for marketers looking to make an impact on those they serve.
So welcome, Steve.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and in honor of you, I pulled a bow tie out of my archives, and I was like, okay,
actually, you're looking yellow today.
I'm so full of all the ideas here. So we are so excited. We know that we've gotten to know you better, like in the last year, and we're super excited that you're one of the coaches as well in the Two Comma Club. So we've, even from afar, you know, always plugged into and saw the value that you provide to the team and the group. So we're like, we need to talk to this guy and bring him to our viewers and listeners. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey, and where you're at today?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, about 10 years ago, I was in, of all things, auto glass. And how that goes with digital marketing, I actually have no idea how that goes. There's not a natural transition. I will say what happened is in auto glass, we lost our major client. We lost about 50% of our business. And how we got back on track as a company is we actually brought in a super affiliate. We brought in someone that was able to help drive lots of traffic to us. And frankly, that was my introduction into digital marketing. And for me, it was almost as though it was a godsend. It was meant to be. At that point, I was down the rabbit hole and off to the races. I have to learn this. How in the world does this work? And what can I do with it? It's wonderful. So it's been a lot of fun. Since then, since I've got into digital marketing, I've done any and everything, frankly, everywhere from digital marketing coach, which I love. I've also done e-commerce, selling physical products. I've gotten into, let's see, information sites and affiliate work, blogs, even doing some Google AdSense and Facebook advertising. And, well, unfortunately, sorry to say, I'll admit it though, I got into a good bit of what's considered the black hat side of the marketing. In other words, not the type of marketing that is recommended in any way, shape, or form. A lot of the folks in that type of the industry, they are really not in it for the best interest of the consumer. And, you know, one day, I actually woke up and realized I'm not willing to tell my family and friends what I do for a living. And that day was, I mean, it was a punch in the gut. It was a matter of, who in the world have I become?
Yeah.
That I'm doing this willingly. Yeah. Since then, I struck back out on my own in search of that right way to do business. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thrilled that since then, I have found not only a tribe, a second family that I love being around. I have found a mission, mm-hmm. a software, and a marketer that I truly believe in, and that being ClickFunnels and Russell Brunson. And I also have found what I love to do the most since then. And that happens to be stories, the attractive character, and changing belief. That is what gives me the most amount of thrill, and being able to share that with other marketers, with other entrepreneurs, I would do that all day long. And you know what? I do that all day long. So I have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, like, it's interesting you're talking about that, because that's really the core of marketing. And I had an ad agency for almost a decade. In a lot of cases, you don't really think about this part. You're like, okay, this is the avatar of who we're going after. This is the channels we're going to advertise, but not really taking the client necessarily and going, okay,
through that journey.
Yeah. Or, and just that attractive character part. Do you maybe want to talk a little bit more? Cause that is probably the single most powerful thing in marketing today. If you can communicate that correctly to your ideal audience.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it all started from my own personal journey and my own desire to get beyond my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I'd been stuck in a way. 30 plus years of my life, I'd been stuck in this limiting false belief. I had convinced myself I'm an introvert. I'm not able to go speak to someone. I'm awkward. I'm unable to continue conversation. I'm not willing to put myself forward in any way, shape, or form. So I, this actually, as a matter of fact, it would manifest itself in a physical response. The first day of a grade school, for example, even every first day, every year of high school, heck, even getting into new groups, new work situations, would always terrify me.
Yeah.
I would have this social anxiety as though I was nervous all the time and have this almost shake or completely clam up. Mm-hmm. And so I set out with this intention, with this purpose of, there has to be a way for me to overcome my own objections. There has to be a way for me to get beyond that comfort zone. And there has to be a way that I can then use what I've learned and what the knowledge that I've gained and give that to someone else. If I'm having this issue, I was convinced there have to be other people that are having the same problem. And that's who I want to help, is myself and everyone like me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I love that. I honestly, like, I feel like you're speaking to me, because I would say that I've probably, it's been over 15 years now that I've been consciously, you know, aware of that with myself and trying to still continue to break that down. It's not easy when you've spent, you know, more than that, like, years telling yourself that story. Do you know what I mean? So that's amazing. And
all the dynamics that go with that, like, you think of like networking and stuff in business, where it's these opportunities to develop relationships. You know, early on in our relationship, we would, you know, I had a ton of networking events. She's like, why do we have to go to that? So her
well, I talked myself out of it, because I would be like panicking, but I wouldn't tell him, right? Because yeah. you feel silly. You're like, yeah. Why am I so, you know? But now I'm like, okay, people, if I feel like it. So I'm getting better.
Right? If she feels like it, that's probably the best way to put it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the most fascinating parts on that I realized, then adapted for myself and then love to share as mm-hmm. a result, is really, what are the true impact that mm-hmm. stories, that narrative have on not only society and us as humans in history, but really us as individuals. What is it that stories are able to do? And you look, for example, at the negative association. A good friend of mine spoke to me about this. He says, look, if there's some event that happens to you, there is not a good or bad association to that. It's an event. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? You get a car accident. Your dog gets run over by a car. Your child gets sick. Whatever the case may be. These are events that happen. They're not good or bad.
Yeah.
When we assign a story behind that event, as far as this is the cause of it, when we assign this story as though here is the result, this event happened, therefore I am like this, right? These events that happened to me when I was younger, and I assign this story of I'm unable to put myself forward. I'm unable, unwilling to go make friends. I'm shy, I'm introverted. I would assign these stories. And the fascinating part, one of the most fascinating parts about this is, as you can see how detrimental those stories can be, the reverse is true. Those stories can also be used to craft the powerful version of yourself, who you've always been meant to be, and who you've held back from yourself, right? Yeah. And the human mind thinks in this narrative pattern. I tell you what, let me ask you two.
Okay.
When you dream, do you dream in colors? Do you dream in smells or emotions? Or instead, are you watching or even inside a narrative story in your dream?
Wow. Yeah. They're stories. They really are.
They're only stories. These stories are what drive us to achieve what we see ourselves, what we perceive ourselves to be.
Yeah.
Right?
You know,
and it's the same way that manifests in these dreams. And you can use that same story structure then, not only to help your own development, but also to reach that ideal customer that you want to serve.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, when you were talking about that, I was thinking of my dreams. And a lot of times I can't remember the dream, but I remember the feeling of the dream. Mm-hmm. And that is how powerful stories are, right? I love that. That's so awesome. And you know what? My dreams do end like movies, which is weird. I think I trained myself that way when I was a kid. So it's black at the end, and then there's all these like names of things. I don't know if that happens to anybody else, but...
Every single one to be filled in by, here's Kristen. I did the cinematography.
Yeah.
I
don't know what it says, but I'm just,
You know, it's funny, you know, through my journey, our journey, especially in the last little while, and I'm learning new things and thinking of things in the context of story, because Krista's like, hey, you've had several businesses, you've had lots of good things happen, you've had bad things happen. And what it's starting to do is pull out all of these stories of things that happen. And now with purpose, I'm identifying them as something that's created a belief in me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was bad, a limiting belief, like something this happened, it's kind of like when you're a kid and the stove is boiling and you touched it, you remember that, right? And now you know better than to do it. But I think we have all these stories of things that happen in our life that end up being in our consciousness that limit us because of that experience, and it happened once.
I mean, breaking down those false beliefs is, you know, magic. And I'm going to thank you right now for doing that for people and for their businesses, especially because that is one of the things that holds, I would say probably one of the biggest things that hold people back in life. And once you can start to break through that, it's so freeing. You would know that yourself because you've obviously, you know, done it, and you still, you know, work through that for yourself. And it's like, once you get there, you're like, I know what you're saying. It's like, everybody needs to feel this way, right? It's so freeing. So beautiful.
For me, that's really been the goal. It's almost, I've discovered this prize.
Yeah.
And now, I can either keep it all to myself.
Yeah.
Share it with someone else. And there's so much more magic.
Yeah.
When you share that, mm-hmm. when you share that mm-hmm. treasure, when you share that gift, mm-hmm. it's so much more rewarding that way.
Can I ask you a question about the bow tie?
Yes.
What's the story behind the bow tie?
Oh.
Every time I see you, you have a bow tie on. So like when you're at home, do you always still wear a bow tie, or is this part of your attractive character?
Oh, good question. That's actually a great question. To answer that, let me tell you a story. So true story, this happens to be a few years ago. As a matter of fact, back when I was in the black hat industry,
mm-hmm.
there was a industry event that would occur every year, every January. And I would go to these, and I would always feel out of place. I knew the folks that I worked with and my friends. However, I was not certain whom else to speak to, how to go about it. And I was searching for, how is it that I put myself out there? How is it that I do not feel awkward doing it? In one year, getting ready to go to this conference, on happenstance, I was in a store, I happened to buy a bow tie, and I figured, well, look, it's on sale, this might be fun. I grabbed it, brought it with me to the event, and one evening, decided to put it on. And I tell you what, it was as though magic was waiting for me.
Conversation piece, yeah.
All of a sudden, people started coming to me and asking me about it and opening up to me. And I felt more free that I was then able to go speak to them without these inhibitions. I got out of my own head and really just enjoyed the moment. And since then, it's been a matter of, holy smokes, it's almost magic when I put it on. It's almost as though it's a hero's suit of armor that I'm donning of. Now I get to be who I really am instead of held back by these false beliefs.
Yeah.
So I really have just carried that forward. Now to me, it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And it's certainly, it becomes that centerpiece of conversation. It becomes that memorable idea in someone's head, which is never a bad idea. In marketing, look, your job, your goal is to stand out from the crowd. Yeah. And hey, how many people are actually walking around with the bow tie on? There's a very few.
Even with a t-shirt. Like, you always have it. You always look so spiffy, I have to say. Well,
I have envy.
So how many do you own, for real? Like,
oh, wow.
a dresser full.
You know, there are a number of them. I get pained any time that one gets frayed or broken in such a way that I have to throw it away.
Okay.
As though I've lost a friend.
Do you name them? No.
This one happens to be one of my favorites, though. This is maybe one of the favorite of the bunch. Aside from the one that frankly features me. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's so cool. Yeah. So I know you have Hero Craft as well. So is that the process of taking somebody through? Like, so if a person is wanting your help, you're helping them kind of find their attractive character and lead them down a process. Can you maybe talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I tell you what. Would it be all right if I took you through an exercise? Oh, okay. Now I'll put you on the spot here, and you may not have something available.
Okay.
Available. And so I'll wing it a little bit with you if you do not have a pen and paper handy.
We always do.
I've already been taking notes.
Bam.
All right. So here's what I'm going to mention is, this was actually back at Funnel Hacking Live, who I had gone to Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels, the Funnel Hacking Live, with a completely different a business idea in mind. And, well, you guys know how Funnel Hacking Live is. Sometimes you walk out of that. And it's as though that the skies have opened up and you have a whole new appreciation for life and a new business idea and you're charging forward. And that's exactly what happened to me. Mm-hmm. However, I ran into an issue. Mm-hmm. I said, look, I know now who is it that I want to serve. How do I want to go about this? Mm-hmm. And how do I bring someone the same realizations that I've been having? Mm-hmm. I've been so long in what I call the widget business, right?
Yeah.
It didn't really matter what it was. It was a product. It was throwaway. I didn't have any passion behind it.
Yeah.
And so I went the opposite way. I thought to myself, all right, what do I have? What am I passionate about? What can I share with someone? Mm-hmm. And the immediate answer occurred to me. It's the same one that has occurred to me really all my life, where I went for companionship, where I went for courage, where I went for adventure growing up. And those were the hero stories that I grew up with. Right? See, I'm a child of the 80s. So I grew up with He-Man and G.I. Joe and even Star Wars, right? Lord of the Rings. This is what I grew up with. This is my comfort zone. I thought, how is it that I'm able to go about this? Why is it that hero stories mean so much to me? Mm-hmm. And so I was curious. What is it that heroes mean to us? And so here's my challenge for you that I'd like to ask. Mm-hmm. Would you do me a favor on the top of that paper, and anyone watching or listening, mm-hmm. grab a pen and a paper and at the top of a sheet, write the phrase, what I think of a hero. What I think of a hero.
Okay.
And then I want you to take about 30 seconds and write the first things that come to mind. What do you think of a hero? It might be a sentence. It might be just words. There's no right or wrong answer here. Ultimately, we each have our own ideas of what a hero is. And so I'm curious, in your point of view, what do you think of a hero?
Okay, well, I have to tell you, like, this is the nerd in me coming out. Like, I was a comic book collector as a little kid. Like, I was more of like an investor, actually.
He has so, a boxes full of comics.
Yeah, but what I did is I would say, okay, any 1 through 4, I'll take them. Not to say there's that was kind of the entrepreneurial side. Like, I was trying to invest in you, the you know, number one Spider-Man or whatever, right? But yeah, I had this fascination with heroes, you know, growing up, right? And
right.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
What came to mind?
Okay, so don't read my notes. Yeah. So what I think of a hero, they save the day, someone to look up to, and something I've always noticed is that they always have struggles that they overcome. So you admire them for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Krista, how about yourself?
Mine are overcome obstacles, they're inspiring, they're relatable, and they want to help.
I think both of those are absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. You notice how different mm-hmm. those are, mm-hmm. and yet
the same.
They're the same, right?
Yeah.
You can certainly see each other's point of view of, oh, absolutely, that's also a hero. Mm-hmm. Well, I was fascinated by this. Well, what is it about heroes? So I started doing research into this concept. And I came across the book, A Hero of 1,000 Faces mm-hmm. by Joseph Campbell. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not be familiar with the book. However, I'm sure you're familiar with the concept, you see, because Joseph Campbell is the first one that brought up the idea of the hero's journey.
Okay.
And the hero's journey, certainly anyone who follows Russell Brunson knows about the hero's journey in this case. Mm-hmm. And the hero's journey, how similar it was for me as I was doing this research, mm-hmm. how similar it was for me as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at these similarities. You see, the hero, like an entrepreneur, has a call to adventure. There's something more out there beyond being trapped in a cubicle, feeling depressed all the time. There's got to be something more to life, something more I can give, something more rewarding out there.
Yeah.
But often the entrepreneur, like the hero, is held back by a wall of some sort, a threshold, right? And ultimately, it's from the known world that they live in, they're held back from the unknown world of entrepreneurship.
Yes.
How often this happens, right? And ultimately, as humans, what this is touching on, it's our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. We're trapped in this comfort zone, and we have this wall that's holding us back from the unknown world, right? The discomfort. Living outside of yourself. Yeah. And it's not until you get past this wall, in this case, the entrepreneur, the hero, then it's not as though the journey's done. And then the hero then reaches what's called the road of trials. This is where competition exists. In business, for example, this is where your competitors are. This is where the naysayers are. So often they're friends and family. This you should just go back to this. This isn't going to work. Absolutely. Go back and get a real job, right? This is also where the haters live online, certainly as marketers. Mm-hmm. The ones that say, you don't belong. You don't know what you're talking about. This person's a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. You notice, though, those haters, they're never the ones putting themselves out there, are they?
No,
it's fun to sit behind a keyboard and stone those that way.
Yeah.
The hero then reaches the abyss, the last part where they feel, I am unable to go on any further. I should just go back to where I was. I should just go back to the job that I had, right? I it's time for me to go back to that comfort zone. Until you get past that last remaining enemy, if you will, yourself, you'll always be trapped in this almost.
Yeah.
Once you get past the abyss, the hero then reaches the prize. So often, though, the prize isn't always what we thought it was, right?
Yeah.
You thought maybe you were just coming for monetary rewards. Mm-hmm. Instead, the hero, the entrepreneur, becomes transformed in some way. Michael Haig and Russell Brunson refer to this as the hero's two journeys. Yeah. You went for one prize, but you were transformed into something completely different. And we just spoke on this a moment ago. Mm-hmm. You thought you were going for one prize. When you got it, you realized, I have to share this with someone else. Yeah. And now comes the question of the hero's return, going back to the real world, the comfort zone, if you will, and bringing this prize and transformation to someone else to then bring them on the journey with us. Mm-hmm. Now, in my fantastic art skills, you would never guess I actually went to art school with this. Here's my rendition for you here. See, the hero up here, going on the call to adventure, going through the wall, the known world to the unknown world, on past the road of trials before they reach the abyss. You know how, notice how far away the hero is?
Yes.
By the way, no wonder you feel like you need to go back home. You need to go back to the job that you knew. And it's not until you get past the abyss where you reach the prize and the transformation. And then comes the question of the return. Now, I got to ask you both, where might you put yourself on this?
I feel like, okay.
Yeah, we're in the abyss.
I think so. We're like really close to the prize. No, actually, we might be transformation. No, I don't know. I don't know. I could like see everything as we were going through just even
the last year and a half.
I mean, the first Funnel Hacking Live we went to, which was 2018. We both went there and we're running our separate businesses, yeah, happily and fine. And since then, you know, we've sold them. We're on this whole other journey because, yeah, we've gone through different things in our businesses and realized, yeah, exactly what you're talking about.
I would almost say we've been in the abyss for a while. And
the prize
has been us galvanizing the direction and what we want to give back. That's the part of the transformation, and that's what we're working on.
Well, and understanding that we're doing it with purpose now, where we didn't before. And as you're talking about this, you know, I love that you did this because, oh my God, I had a nice hero outfit on throughout that story. But I was thinking, oh my God, how horrible would this story end if I just turned around and went back? Imagine if people paid to go to that movie, and then I'm like, nah, I'm done. So thank you.
The good part is you're already beyond that part of the comfort zone.
And
you're
getting
into that discomfort. Some folks get stuck here. The refusal of the call, even before the wall, they get stuck in their own comfort zone.
Yeah.
The refusal of the call, you see, it does not happen in every hero's story, though it does happen often enough. You'll recognize, I'll give you an example. In Star Wars, Luke is told by Obi-Wan Kenobi, hey, we have to go save the princess. We're going to fight the Empire. And he says, I have to go tend my crops.
Mm-hmm.
Frodo, of course, is told, Frodo, you're holding the One Ring of Power. It needs to be destroyed. And he tells Gandalf, I don't want it. You take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter is told, Harry, you are a wizard. And Harry says, I'm not a wizard. I'm just Harry, you see? He says, I'm not special. I'm solely a regular person. But that regular person is where heroes are born.
Yes. Yeah.
Rising up to the occasion, stepping outside of their comfort zone, taking that risk, yeah, and then bringing that to someone else. You see, the interesting thing about the hero's journey and what Joseph Campbell discovered, Joseph Campbell didn't conjure up this idea. He didn't simply make the hero's journey so that you and I would have something to market and tell our customers about. He didn't create the hero's journey so that Hollywood would have the next blockbuster film. He didn't create it so that a novelist would have the next Harry Potter series. No, 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 no. You see, what Joseph Campbell did was he researched the stories, the myths, and legends from humanity. He noticed that the same stories that drive us, the same stories that our elders would utilize to tell us as humans what to do, what not to do,
yeah,
how to act, Joseph Campbell discovered these are blueprints, themes that happen again and again.
Mm-hmm.
These same events occur not only as entrepreneurs, but as humans. We have called to adventure. We have the comfort zone, the wall that we must leap. We have the road of trials that we go beyond. If we even get there, some are stuck in that refusal of the call. The hero reaches the abyss, the choice of, do I go forward? Then they reach the prize. Then the hero becomes transformed. And now is the question of the return. Do they bring it back to someone else or keep it to themselves? You see, Joseph Campbell discovered these myths, these legends, and stories happen through humanity in these blueprints to tell us where we've been and where we are going. The same way you can point to you yourself on that map, on that hero's journey, and say as entrepreneurs, I am here. The same way you are able to look at it and say, I've been there, I'm going there.
Yeah.
These heroes and myths and legends, these stories that drive us as humans,
mm-hmm,
are blueprints for us to live by.
Yeah.
When they're blueprints for us to live by, that means, look, they are written for us and by us. these stories are stories about humanity.
Yeah.
Which means they're stories about you and I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which would make you what in your story?
Hero.
That would make you your hero. Now here's what I want you to do for me.
I knew
it. On top of that paper, I asked you to write the phrase, what I think of a hero. I want you to cross out the word hero. And above it, I want you to write myself. And now read your list again.
So someone who saves the day, someone to look up to, someone who has struggles that they overcome so you can admire them.
Hmm. Yeah.
You have written for yourself where you've been and what you aim to achieve.
Yeah.
And Krista, yourself?
Overcomes obstacles, inspiring, relatable, and wants to help. I'm like, that's, I would describe myself that way, but I wasn't thinking of myself when I wrote that. So that's amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
You live your life in accordance to that, to achieve that which you just said.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna write a few more things. Super smart, funny. No, just kidding. That's amazing. Thank you for that. Wow. Thank you.
That was awesome. Yeah.
My pleasure. This is what I discovered. This is the prize that I found and realized how much it transformed me, and I have to bring it back to others.
Yeah.
Have to help others through that journey.
Yeah.
That's what drives me.
Yeah. That's amazing. I was going to ask our next question, what is your superpower? But I feel like you just told us.
This has never happened before. You're just simply awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's great.
And that goes back to the whole narrative of like the things that you've seen and experienced in your own stories in your life. Mm-hmm. You've created this belief system of yourself as well as that false belief system, right? And how do you rewrite that? How do you good purpose?
I love what it did. It did a mind shift for me because we often very easily see in other people what we don't see in ourselves. So this exercise was exactly that, forcing you to go like, whoa, like as you were going through this, I started feeling guilty, to be honest with you, of, you know, all the women and people that I've led and looked up to me and throughout my journey with the boutique, thinking, oh my gosh, I just left them, you know, not guilty, but I could see the scenarios and I didn't understand. I'm like, why? I'm not that great. Where, why? Right. But I guess I was helping them. Yeah. Wow.
In their journey.
Yeah, leading them as that hero's mentor.
Yeah. My day is complete. I just spent the whole weekend at in the mountains with five of my girlfriends. And it's never worked out like that for us to get together. And it was such a beautiful, peaceful, spiritual, calming weekend. And this just topped it all off.
To be of service.
Thank you. So do you have any questions for us? I mean, you've already kind of gave us a project that we've done. Yeah. Is there anything you want to ask us?
So now I'm curious, as you look through this, as you look through the exercise I just took you through, and now I'm going to ask you to reflect on, who do you see yourself as? Who have you modeled? Who is your hero that you've thought maybe for years, and in your case, of course, with comic books, who did you always idolize as, that's the hero of anyone I wish I could?
Captain America. I mean, in the sense of like comics and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Mm. Interesting. Hmm.
Like a real, like comic superhero?
You tell me. Look, your hero may be someone like Oprah. Your hero may be someone like Gandhi. I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I honestly feel like I've been searching my whole life for a mentor, for a hero. And sometimes it makes me sad that I feel like I never had one, right? So that's why the community we're part of is so special to me, right? Because I'm like, wow, there's this whole world out there that I didn't know. So would I say I've had one my whole life? No, but I do have a very good friend that I've had for, I don't know, my early 20s, who was with us this weekend, that I absolutely admire 100%. And we've gone through many things together, and we've grown up into like mothers, you know, wives, women together, right? And we were at different stages, you know, helping each other through that. And now, like, I just look at her and I'm like, what? How'd you get so far ahead of me? You know how to cook. You're like everything is perfect. But not in that sense, but I really, she is my hero right now anyways. And like, she comes from a war country, you know, we all have stories, but she's still a positive, beautiful person. So,
And I would say I've been fortunate that I've been on the lookout my whole life and have found mentors that have reciprocated relationships. My uncle, in the jewelry trade, and I spent a couple of years working under him, and then a fellow in the garment industry in New York who took me under his wing for several years, and then another fellow who owned a chain of stores in Canada who really took me under his wing and kind of taught me business, and you know what I mean? So I feel like I've been fortunate and blessed with mentors who, I guess, I never thought of them as heroes, but in a way they are, because
they are.
You model what they're doing. And obviously there's good and bad. And, you know, you kind of try to weed out the stuff that's bad and take the good and, you know, like anything, right?
Absolutely.
Incredible.
These are what these mentors do for us, is they fill that hero's mentor role, right? The same sort of way a Gandalf character would appear, the same sort of way a Obi-Wan character or a Dumbledore character would appear to. That hero, that who you model yourself after in your thoughts, in your actions of this is what I see my potential as, and this is where I would like to go.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm never going to see the world the same again. In a very good way.
Yeah. So if our viewers, sorry.
I hope I made an impression then.
Oh my gosh, you totally did. Like, seriously.
So if our viewers want to connect with you, and
our listeners,
listeners want to connect with you, how best should they do that?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I'm on Instagram, Stevie B Hero, at Stevie B Hero. That's S-T-E-V-E-Y, B Hero. I'm on Facebook, of course, there are not many of Steve Bartetsko on Facebook. If you find the one with the bow tie, that's me. Of course, I'd love to have you stop by herocrafting.com, and I'd love to help you however you need it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.